This is Rupert Evershed reading my monthly nature notes for the Hearts Advertiser.
Reaping nature's rewards. Patience plays a big part in the enjoyment of nature, and if you are willing to wait, you will reap the rewards. But patience is more than just passive waiting. It also demands an abstinence from the actions we would normally feel compelled to take. This spring, I deliberately left a patch of thistles to grow in a corner of the garden. Normally considered a weed, these prickly plants are painful underfoot if they find their way into the lawn and their seeds proliferate. However, they are also a magnet to wildlife, and my reward has been not just the magnificent purple flowerheads, but also the chance to witness firsthand the full life cycle of ladybirds on display in June. Now they stand brown, dead and dry, an eyesore perhaps, with seed fluff blowing in the wind. A renewed temptation is to pull them up, to tidy up. After all, they are now dead. And yet I haven't, and this morning I was rewarded with a moment of gold, a charm of goldfinches that alighted to strip the seed heads. Of course, goldfinches are just one of many species reaping the rewards at this time of year. Seed is aplenty, and trees and bushes are weighed down with a particularly abundant crop of fruit and nuts, some would say an omen for a hard winter ahead. Either way, this provides the fuel for onward travel, as millions of birds take to the skies moving south for winter. I recently ventured up to the rugged northern limits of the Peak District in search of an immense and rare bird, a bearded vulture or lammergeier that has taken up residence in the area. With a wingspan of 2.5 metres, this bird impressed not just me but my non-birding companion too. Just by opening its wings and catching the thermals, the vulture could cross valleys and peaks in minutes that it would take us days to walk. It was undoubtedly the highlight of the trip, but below its roost, and all the time we were waiting for it to take to the air, another show played on. Ring ousels, the hardy blackbirds of the moors, gorged themselves on the red fruit clusters of rowan trees, their harsh and grating calls echoing off the rock face behind them. These bright red berry beacons would sustain the ousel's journey south, all the way to northwest Africa for the winter. Their reward is my reward too, for on occasion, and this is the stuff of great birding, these passing migrants will reveal themselves along their journey. In April this year, I was lucky enough to hear 2 ring ousels flying over my garden at night, calling as they went. Another St Albans resident photographed one feeding on their lawn. Such encounters are special, not just because they are rare, but because our own gardens that are so familiar and tame are suddenly connected with the distant moorland wilds and mountain slopes of the ousel's homeland. Almost every day this last month, I have sat out in the garden at first light to have breakfast. Aside from the enjoyment of this year's Indian summer, it gives me an opportunity to watch migration as it happens, overhead and through the garden. Once again, patience is required, as not all mornings produce many birds on the move. After 5 days of waiting and watching, the first meadow pipits arrived on the 6th of September, together with siskins and then a lesser redpole on the 14th. In addition to these northern arrivals, a trickle of departing swallows and house martins continue to join the southerly movement, but the 9 swifts, high in the blue sky on the 1st of September, will be my last this year. Witnessing this great movement of birds south makes sense of the autumn's bounty. The fruit, nuts, seeds and berries are the bird's reward, but watching it all happen is ours. In another moment of gold, on September the 17th, 10 golden plovers appeared high over my garden in V formation. Like the ring ousels, they brought with them echoes of their distant moorland homeland, drifting down to me in their calls as I sat in my leafy suburban garden.